Inflation continues to be top of mind for Wall Street and Main Street alike, and this morning's Consumer Price Index showed some of the biggest increases are in areas consumers feel every day, with food, clothing, and gas prices all moving higher over the past month and past year. Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman joins us now for more. And Rick, this has been a major point of concern for the Biden administration. How has this so far affected Biden's approval numbers and the White House's policies?
Very badly on the approval numbers. And I think this number today, I think this tells us that Biden is just going to have to take his lumps on inflation for the next several months. He can't explain this away. I mean, we had Jared Bernstein on, one of his top economists, earlier today. And Jared Bernstein did point out, energy prices might actually be coming down by the end of the year. That's true. We do expect some unsnagging of supply lines at some point in 2022. That is likely also, but it's not going to happen for a while. And I think it's going to take you, there's a lag effect with regard to consumers and voters. I mean, once inflation, let's hope it does get under 5%, perhaps back under 4%, maybe around 3%, there's going to be a lag when it's going to take a while to persuade voters that this is actually okay, that this is good news for their pocketbook. So my Bidenomics column today says this: Biden is into the dunk tank. And I think that's where he's going to be for the next couple months. He's just going to be getting pretty soggy as people drop him into the water for the next couple of months.
Can he blame anyone? Let's point the finger of blame at the press if he's going to be swimming in that tank, so he's not swimming alone.
This is an interesting narrative that's coming out of the White House in recent days. They're starting to complain that that the press coverage of the Biden administration is too negative. Now, of course, Trump supporters laugh that away because they say nobody ever got more negative press coverage than Trump. But come on, you have to be a big boy here. You're the president. This comes with the territory. Biden, I don't think Biden's policies are much to blame for inflation. It's possible that that big relief bill from March that did put more money in people's pockets, that did increase demand for goods, which probably had a modest effect on rising inflation, if anything. But this is related to other things. I mean, this is related to things we all know about at the pandemic. However, that doesn't matter. Voters blame the person in charge when things go wrong. And Biden is just going to be getting this blame for at least a few more months, it looks like. So I think Biden has to say things that make it seem that he acknowledges the problem. He understands the problem. But don't try to tell consumers that it's actually much better than they think. I mean, we've seen some Democrats recently zooming in on these charts that make it look like a 3-cent decline in gas prices is really some big move. But voters are not that dumb. And if you treat them like they're that stupid and you try to tell them, oh, gas prices are down by 3 cents, my policies are working, they're going to turn against you even more.